Remembrance Day is coming this Saturday with a service at Convocation Hall and then a parade to the cenotaph at Memorial Park. But for weeks now, the streets of Sackville and Dorchester have been honoring some of the region's veterans. A memorial banner program, which started in Sackville in 2016 and expanded to Dorchester in 2019, now features nearly 200 banners, featuring photos and basic information submitted by family members. The banners are organized by Garth Zwicker and Mike Gillespie, with printing and design costs covered by family members and installed on light poles by the Town of Tantramar Public Works staff. This September, Zwicker, Gillespie, and about 25 family members attended a ceremony at the Tantramar Civic Center to unveil the 10 new banners added in 2023. Darla McPherson's grandfather, Russell Kay, is featured in one of this year's newest banners. Kay served as an engineer in World War II.
So he volunteered because back then it was hard to make money. And so he was making a dollar a day in the woods. And going in to join up, he had one child, and my mother was on the way. So he said, I'm going because that'll be a good paycheck for my family. So he went at the age of 33. He went to basic training. My mother was born while he was in basic training. And he left right in 1941, and he didn't come back till 46. Because I know the war was over in 45, but he was an engineer. So he had to stay longer to do cleanup after the war and fill in bomb holes and that kind of thing. I have pictures of some of the bomb holes because he served in England. He never went to the continent. He served in England. But he was involved, obviously. There was a lot, the Battle of Britain and all of those strikes with the bombs. And he built trenches and he built living quarters and so on. So, yeah.
McPherson's mother was already 5 years old before her father returned home. Like many veterans, Russell Kay didn't talk much about his experience.
You couldn't get him to tell stories. No, but then I have the pictures, so I have some stories from the pictures. Yeah, him with wood, cutting down logs and putting them through a mill to build something, and the big bomb, and pictures of him and his buddies in Aldershot. That's what I have. And letters home, but they didn't say, they just said, I'm doing okay. My grandmother was Margaret, he called her Peg. So he'd say, I'm doing okay, Peg, and keep sending pictures of the kids.
McPherson tears up when she thinks about the chance to honor her grandfather's memory.
No, it's huge. It's huge. I love my granddad very much. I was 16 when he died. So it's just wonderful to honor him. Yep. Sorry, I'm getting emotional, but when I saw them go up, I said, I got to do that, but life goes by. So I asked last year if I could do it, but I was too late. So he's in this year. Yeah. And that's when I found his pictures, because my mom just passed away, so then I got all the pictures. And then I said, I've got to get this picture on a banner. So that's what I did.
Dorchester resident Mike Purdy was involved in the first run of memorial banners back in 2016 and now has added a banner featuring his father, Hubert Purdy, to the streets of Dorchester, where he lived and served as a village councillor for many years.
So my father is Hubert Purdy. He was in the 4th Armored Division in the Second World War. He was a private. He was the guy who would walk, like they had tanks, they had trucks and that type of thing, but he was the guy that would walk alongside of all of that. So he didn't have a glamorous job, if there was such a thing. But, he covered a lot of ground in Europe. So he was in, you know, France, Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands. He just walking the whole way, and he was injured 3 times during that time. He was somewhere in Germany when everything fell, and he had signed up to go to the Pacific Theater because that was still raging, right? Japan was still, everything was going on. So when he left there after the war was over in Europe, he was supposed to go that following August to Kentucky for more training before going to somewhere in Asia wherever they sent him. And then in August they had the Hiroshima, Nagasaki. The bombs were dropped. The war was over. So that was the end of his service.
Mike's father, Hubert Purdy, was born in Nova Scotia, but ended up in Dorchester, New Brunswick in the late 50s, taking a job with the Dorchester Prison as a guard before moving to the Westmoreland Institution prison farm next door. For most of his life, he didn't talk about his war experiences.
It was very hard to get him to talk about the war, as it is for 99% of the folks. Maybe 2-3 years before he passed away, he lived till he was 91, so... The local school in Dorchester had asked him to be the special guest at their Remembrance Day services for the kids. He couldn't do it emotionally. He had some physical problems, but emotionally he just couldn't do it. So my youngest son and I, we interviewed him and wrote and got as much information, and that was about the most I'd ever seen him, reveal. But yeah, so learned a lot just, a few years before he passed away.
Purdy says that every year when the banners go up, he and his family members search to find out where Hubert will be featured this time around.
Each year that they go up, you go looking for where your dad is, right? And it does. It makes you emotional. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then the grandkids and the kids, like, they're all looking for Grampy or, So, yeah, it's been a good experience.
This really, really means a lot to us. As soon as we found out that it was possible to do this, and I learned who the contact person was, Mike Gillespie, we made it happen, and he was really excellent to deal with. It just all happened so quickly, and it just means so much to my family. So
Esther Cox, formerly Esther Casey, grew up in Dorchester. Her father, Henry Casey, is featured on one of the banners that hangs this year for the first time in Dorchester.
Well, he was actually an aircraft mechanic during the Second World War. And Dad was very, very private about his service, I'm sure you've heard that before. But we did hear afterwards, not from him, but actually it was a write-up in the Ottawa Citizen, that these aircraft mechanics, they would have to go where there were to salvage parts from planes that had actually crashed. And what they didn't know, they were walking through minefields. And but Dad never shared that with us. I found out about that many years later through this newspaper article in Ottawa.
Esther Cox says she and her family are touched by the opportunity to remember and honor her father.
I get really emotional just even thinking about it because, he was just a kid when he enlisted. He was, he lied about his age. He was 17, and back he had to be 18. And I don't know why they didn't check those things out back then. But anyway, I've heard that before, that a lot of these veterans were younger than they... Well, I think he might have turned 18 in that same year, but at the time he was only 17, so... Just a child, really, when you think about it. So it means a lot. It means a lot to me, and it certainly means a lot to the rest of the family. So
that's Esther Cox, one of the family members responsible for the memorial banners that line the streets of Sackville and Dorchester in advance of Remembrance Day. Organizers Garth Zwicker and Mike Gillespie say the memorial banner program has just about maxed out. The town has set a limit of 150 banners for Sackville and 50 banners for Dorchester, so with room for just 8 more, it's not certain whether or not there will be another unveiling in 2024. Zwicker says there are plans afoot for a more permanent use for the memorial banners, though he won't say what's in the works. This year's Remembrance Day service in Sackville will take place at Convocation Hall on the Mount Allison campus beginning at 10 a.m., followed by a parade which will march from from Convocation Hall to the Cenotaph for the laying of wreaths and crosses. In Dorchester, the IODE Shepherdy chapter has invited people to the Dorchester Cenotaph on Main Street for 10:45 a.m. on November 11th.